Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You do minor things of the spirit. So there it is life and peace. It is life and peace. Come on, somebody say life and peace. I got life and peace. I don't want to walk into the carnal minded, because the carnal minded things, it brings the things of the flesh. Come on, it brings the things of the flesh. It makes me think the things of the flesh. It makes me do the things of the flesh. It makes me walk into the flesh. It makes me talk out of the flesh. But if I'm in the spirit, I begin to talk spiritual things. You're around somebody all the time. They say, well, that's all you talk about. It's talk about Jesus. Talk about the word. Talk about the word. There's other stuff to talk about. No, it's not. Not outside of God. It's not life. That's carnal minded. Again, I preached a use for something at the end of the year. I got God's word on it. If it's not dealing with the word, I'm not dealing with it. Because this is what the scripture is saying right here. Hallelujah. To the carnal minded. The carnal minded. That's what the carnal minded people are going to do. But the people that's minded of the spirit, there's life and peace. Oh, my God. There's life and peace. You read it right here. Romans, you say, Apostle, where you read from? Romans 8 chapter and the 6th verse. That's where we get it from. Come on, hallelujah. But the carnal minded is against God. It's the enemy against God. The carnal minded is the enemy against God. Come on. I'm just saying what the scriptures say. Don't get upset with the mailman. Hallelujah. Don't sick your wild thoughts and your Great Dane and your thoughts on me, or your Great Dane and the pit bull and your thoughts on me. This is what the word says. Come on. You can't be around folks that's always carnal minded. You can't be around folks that's always talking carnal, always got doing, looking at carnal things and doing carnal things. And they say they're in the spirit and they're going to drown you. They're going to drown you. You got to be around us. He said, walk in the spirit so we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We don't have good teaching like this no more, because everybody wants something smooth. Everybody wants something to say, well, okay, God understand. Yes, God understand what he said in his word. He understand that as that. God know me. He understand me. Yes, he know you and he understand you. His word is his bond, and his bond is his word towards us. He know what he said. Come on here. To be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Come on. Oh, you say, well, Pastor, it's impossible to keep your mind stayed on God 24/7. Okay. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not impossible. Because when you get up, you got your mind on it. Throughout the day, you got your mind on it. It's not impossible. Yes, we have other things. But guess what? He's helping us while we got our mind stayed on him to go through that, to come through that day. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, we're right here. It gets so good. It says it's an enemy against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. Come on. Neither indeed can it be. Carnal-minded things. Carnal-minded things is not subject to the, and it cannot be. You can't mix it. Come on, y'all. Let's be real. You can't mix it. Either you're going to be holy or you're not. Come on. Either you're going to be in Christ or you're not. Come on here. He said, I'd rather have you lukewarm. See, hot or cold. But lukewarm, You can't mix it. You can't mix it. One day we in because it's good. One day we in. No, we got to get in there and stay in. The original church sung a song in my days. Get in the word and stay there. But be ready when Jesus comes. The original church. I don't say the old church, because it's not nothing old about God. It's the original foundation, the original saints that taught us how to hold on to the horns of the altar. Hold on. This scripture right here, how to hold on and stand and sustain from sin, come from sin, according to what the word said, what they have taught us. Hallelujah. It cannot be indeed. It can't do the spiritual things. This flesh can't do it. It can't do it. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Glory. It's so exciting. Okay, again, it says so. the eighth verse. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So they that are in the flesh, we can't please God in this flesh. There's no good in this flesh. You can't please God in the flesh. They that worship him must do what? Worship him in spirit and in truth. We are talking about the spiritual things of God, being in the spirit. Hallelujah. Walk in the spirit so you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on here. You can't please God when you're in the flesh. You can't please God when you're walking after the carnal things of the flesh. You can't please God. Hallelujah. But come on. But ye are not in the flesh, according to the ninth verse. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Uh-oh. In the spirit. Come on. See, for those that are arguing about walking in the spirit, it says, let me read this again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So them that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are in the spirit. Oh, my God. You cannot please God. Hallelujah. You cannot please him. The spirit of God dwelleth in you. It dwelleth in you, live in you. Now, if any man have not, this is what I was saying. Now, if any man have not, they finna argue with me. If any man have not the spirit of who? Christ, he is none of his. This is what the word said. He didn't say, because they talk about him. See, a lot of people talk about it, but he don't have. This is what the scripture says right here. Now, if any man, hallelujah, have not the spirit, oh, God, help me, Jesus, of Christ, he is none of his. My God. He is none of his. This is what the word said. And if Christ be in the body, it is dead because sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. Come on, this is some good teaching here. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in who? Dwelleth in you. Live in you. Dwelleth in you. Remain in you. Come on. He that raised up Christ from the dead, hallelujah, shall do what? Quicken your mortal bodies. Come on. Your mortal bodies. By his spirit that what? Dwelleth in you. Not on you, but dwelleth in you, live in you. Come on, reign in you. Oh, my goodness. This is some good. This is good. He's in you. He lives in you. Come on, he lives in you. Come on, hallelujah. You said, Apostle, I don't know. I don't know. He's not in me because I don't know. I don't know what to do to get him to live in me. It's just as simple as this. I do what I do because I have nothing to keep me. I say what I say because I have nothing to bridle my tongue. Why? Because it's just on me, but I need to get it in me. All it is simple. Believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. If any man hear my voice and harden not their heart, hallelujah, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up and accept me, and allow me to come in. He's coming in. So now he's going to dwell in you. He's going to live in you. Come on. He's going to dwell in you. He's going to live in you. So guess what? Now this is where we bring, where we at right here. Dwelleth in you. Live in you. He's not going nowhere. Listen, it's getting close to time for me to open up the phone lines. And we're going to call in. You can call in. You can ask for a prayer. And you can say, Apostle, I want him to continue to dwell in me. Apostle, I want to accept him. I want to invite him to live in me. Come on, to live in me, to reign. The lines are opening. Eric goes 321-632-1000. Come on. Hallelujah. While we wait your calls, the lines are open for you for prayer. The lines are open for you to call in. Again, thank God for all of you that's calling in. This has been something good today. This scripture, the life in the spirit. Life in the spirit. When you walk in the things of God, you got life. When you walk in the things of God, you got peace. When you walk in the things of God, you got joy. I'll keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. This is what his word says. And we're walking in the spirit. We're not walking in the flesh. We're not sowing to the flesh, but we're sowing to the spirit. And we will reap the things of the spirit, not of the flesh. It comes with, Paul said, I buffet my flesh. Paul said, I bring my own flesh under subjection, unless I become a castaway. Come on here. Of what I have preached and what I have taught, and I become a victim of that. Come on. So this for, therefore, now, if it's life in the spirit, come on, the lines are open, my brother. The lines are open, my sister. The lines are open again. Area code 321-632-1000. You can call in and we'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. And you can call in and accept him as your personal savior today. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And guess what? Christ is in you. You have ceased from sin. Christ is in you, not on you, not by you. What I'm saying, hallelujah. But he's in you. He's keeping you. Come on. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Come on. And the scripture just said this right here. He said it right here, according to his word. This is what he said. I didn't write this. Come on. Don't shoot me down. I didn't write it. He wrote it. He said it. If Christ that dwelleth in you, the Spirit, it's got to dwell in you. Guess what? You're his. And it says, well, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. That's what the word said. We can't argue that. We can't argue that. This is just as plain as is right here in this Bible right here. He's none of his. God knows them that are his. He knows them that are his. That's what his word said. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. So God knows them that are his. Now, those that are talking, just saying, talking about God, but he don't know them. So don't let it be fall on us that he don't know us and we just talking. I want him to know me and I want to know him. I want him to dwell in me. I want him to live in me. I want him to talk in me. Come on. What you say about it? Come on. The phone lines are open. If you just want to call in for prayer, say, Apostle, I just want you to call in. I just want to call in for prayer today. And I want you to pray for me. I want you to touch and agree with me. Come on. Come on. The lines are open. You still got time. You still got time. Again, this is what the word is saying. Not what I'm saying. This is what the word of God has said today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead. Come on. It's dead. No more. Because of sin. But the spirit is life. Ooh. Because of righteousness. It's because of righteousness. Why? Because he lives on the inside of us. He lives on the inside of us. And we're ceased from sin. We're not in sin no more. Because Christ that lives on, he paid the price. He paid the price. He paid the atonement for our sins. Come on. That we may have a what? Right to the tree of life. That we may have a what? A way to escape from sin and come to what? Eternal life. So what you say about it today, my friend, my brother, hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the lines are open for you. I got time. I got time. Come on. I got time. Just call in. Hallelujah. The radio station where you could call in is area code 321-632-1000. And you can call in for prayer. Hallelujah. Again, area code 321-632-1000. And the engineer will get me to put you right on the air. Come on. Hallelujah. God can do it, and he will do it. Why? Because we're no more longer. Thank you, Sister Stacy. Thank you for putting it up. We're no more longer into sin. We're no more longer walking after the flesh. We're walking after the spiritual things of God. Yes, in the natural, we're in this flesh. In the natural. But I'm talking about in the spirit thing. In the natural, there's natural. Yes, I'm sitting here natural, but I'm not walking after the natural. I'm walking after the spiritual things that dwell on the inside of me, the God that dwells on the inside of us through his word. And this is the only way you can deal with it. Because if you deal it with through the natural, you're going to back up. You're going to walk in circumstances and situations. But if you walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on. Hallelujah. What you say about it, my friend, my brother, my sister? We'll wait your call. We're waiting your call. And while I'm waiting, amen, again, you may just tune into the radio broadcast and you say, well, Apostle, I don't know. I'm in the pardon of my sins. I just caught a little bit about what you were saying about being in sin and how could I come out of sin. Again, all you have to do is repent and ask God to come into your heart. And he'll come in and consult with you and you consult with him. If you invite him in, he will come in and reign. He'll come in to live. Hallelujah. You say, well, how do I do it? According to the word of God. According to the word of God. If you shall believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just as simple as that. As I often said, you don't have to write a letter. You don't have to give a resume. Come on. You can come just as you are. And people say, well, what do you mean? Come just as you are. He's talking about your heart. You don't have to try to fix your heart up to come. You can't fix your heart up to come to Jesus. You can come just as you are. And when you come to him, he fixes you from the inside to the outside. Come on. Because what's on the inside, again, he's in you. What's on the inside is going to resonate on the outside. So when he comes in you, amen, he cleans your heart up. When he put himself in you. And guess what? What's on the inside of you is going to be made manifest on the outside. So therefore, you could be able to walk in the natural, but walk in the spirit free from sin. Praise God. Anybody, I'm waiting for the phone call. I'm waiting for you. You say, well, Pastor, I don't want to call in. I don't want to call in. But you know what? Tell of his goodness. Tell of his goodness. Tell him how God has come into your life and how he has changed you. He has made you free from the what? Law of sin and death. I'm free. I'm no more longer entangled with the yoke of bondage. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can. Yes, you can. You call the radio station number and it'll get through. But if you're on the phone with me, I can't answer. Yes, you can. But if you call the number that's on the screen, it will show you. It will show it. Praise God. Amen. You're free from sin if Christ is on the inside of you. And you don't have to walk into the things of the flesh. The Christ on the inside of us, it keeps us. We're walking. He said this, I say, walk in the spirit so we won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Therefore, now there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. So we're not walking after the flesh. We are walking after the spirit. And we cease from sin because Christ is on the inside of us. The hope of glory. The hope of glory, which is in Christ Jesus. So guess what? It keeps us from sin. It keeps us from sin. Sin is there. But Christ is on the inside of us. Come on. But he helps us from sinning. People say, well, we sin daily. We sin daily. We sin daily. I'm telling you, if Christ is on the inside of you, you can just not walk into sin like that. Because he keeps us from sinning. He keeps us from sinning. We make a choice to sin. Now unto him that is able to keep us from what? Falling in the book of Jude and to present us faultless before the only wise God, our Savior. He keeps us if we want to be kept because he's on the inside of us. Come on. Hallelujah. We do what we want to do, y'all. Yes, we do. We think what we want to think. Yes, we do. Because why? The Bible said to the pure, all things are pure. Again, the spiritual things. If we are walking after the Spirit, if we are in the Spirit, we're in the Spirit, we're doing the things of God, it's nothing that the enemy, that sin can bring against us. Because the Bible just said that sin in the Spirit is the enemy against God. Calling you on the prayer line today. God bless you.
How you doing, Prophet? This is Sister Freeman.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, I was calling for you to pray for my brother Willie. He's in the hospital. And, you know, pray for the Pittman family because, you know, we lost our cousin up in Titusville. And pray for me, too.
Yes.
Because I'm going through something in my body, too, and I need your prayer.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray now for this caller. We pray for this family right now, Father, as they go through this time of bereavement, Father. We thank you for strengthening everyone right now to make up this family, Father. And even now, God, we pray for her, God. We pray for Sister Freeman. Right, you would strengthen her body right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray for peace right now because you are a healer. And we take you at your word, Father. You said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. God, we thank you because she's in you and you're in her now, God. Lord, be manifested. Be glorified. Through every situation right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. And just know this, he's with you. No matter what it looks like, he's with you because he's in you, the hope of glory.
Thank you, Prophet.
Bless your heart. Come on, that's right. Call it. The lines are opening. We got a few more minutes. The lines are open. You may be calling in right now. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Where we'll touch and agree with you, and we'll believe God, and we'll pray with you. And if you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we're here to lead you to the foot of the cross. Amen. We're here to lead, not to me, not to anybody else, not to no man, but to Jesus himself. We want to point you to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to come in agreement with you. Amen. Hallelujah. That God can do it, and he will do it for you. Again, we're praying for the Pittman family. We're praying for those families. Callers, you got 2 minutes. 2 minutes, caller, whether it be male or female, you got 2 minutes to call in. Amen. And we'll pray with you and pray for you and with you that God will see you through. 2 minutes, callers. Again, that number is error code 321-632-1000. Thank all of you for responding by putting that number up. Sister Stacy, bless your heart. Amen. To the Freeman family, amen. We praying for you that God would touch you and God would touch your body. Praise God. I want you to know this today. Amen. That don't let nobody make you feel that because you're walking in the Spirit. Don't let nobody make you feel that you're too holy. You're in life and you're in peace. You're in life and peace. Therefore, hallelujah. He said, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, which walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You're walking after the Spirit of God. Don't let nobody bring no condemnation to you. Oh, you're too much. You're too much. No, you're not too much when you're in Christ. You're everything. You're everything. You're everything. Why? Because he said you could do all things through what? Christ Jesus. That strengthens you. So you're not doing too much. You're just walking in God. You're just minding the things of God. You're just doing the things of God. You're doing what pleases him. And you're not doing what pleases the flesh. Because, see, this flesh is no good in this flesh. This flesh is no good. This flesh is no good. This flesh will set you up. This flesh will kill you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. It will tell you it's good, but it ain't good. Hallelujah. It will feel good, but it ain't good. Come on. It will destroy you. But delight yourself in him. Get in the Spirit and let the Spirit get in you. And guess what? There's life and peace. Dr. George Miles says there's life in the word. There's peace in the word. Yes, it is. Come on. Hallelujah. This flesh is no good. Amen. Amen. That's right. It's no good. No good. Sister McCordy. No good. Come on. It's about, oh, my time is coming, going. I'm talking to the engineer, gave me the time. My time is up. Guess what? Today, I got to leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I'll be with you. Listen, find your church this weekend. Get in there. Hear the word. Grow and go. Just in case you don't, you can hear opportunity where you can come meet with us at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. My time is coming, gone. Come on. I want you to know the caller. Your time is up. Your time is up, caller. Amen for calling in. So thank you all for joining us in. God bless you today. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Arlene. Bless you, Sister McCarty. Bless you, Sister Freeman. Bless you. God bless you. Mother Hooks, it was so good to have you, seeing you on, and I will be coming to see you. Bless your heart. We thank God for you. Amen. Pray for the saints of the pioneers. Pray for the pioneers. Again, pray for the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. Pray for them that God will see them through, because we never know when it's our turn. We're going to need somebody to pray for us. Amen. I've got 2 minutes myself here. Now my time has come on. I got 2 minutes myself. God bless you. God bless you, Stacy. Cousin, bless you. Thank God for you. Love you dearly. Amen. Thank God. My niece. God bless you. Thank God for you again. All of you that has joined on Cypress audience, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank God for you for being on the other side of the Facebook. On the other side, we thank God for you. Listen, you can join us. Join us tonight. We're going to be in service at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Our deliverance, Friday night deliverance service. Join us there tonight. Meet us there. As a matter of fact, meet us there and watch God do something for you. Come over, come across, come through and watch God work it out for you. Amen. You'll have no problems. I'm going to say it again. Like the great late Dr. Schambach, you have no problems. All you need is what? Faith in God. Amen. Faith in God. Pray for me and I pray for you. Amen. Amen. Walk with me as I walk with Christ. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. As long as I'm following Christ, follow me. When I stop following Christ, don't follow me. 1 minute. 1 minute. And at 1 minute, guess what I'm going to tell you? Come to Jesus. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, come to Jesus. And if you know him, guess what I'm going to tell you in the 1 minute? Stay with him and he'll stay with you. Until Friday morning, same station, same time. Amen. We'll be right here. Until then, have a great weekend. Go to church somewhere. If you can, get up under a word that will help you throughout the week. God bless you. It's my prayer.
I've been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.